Welcome to That's a Chunky. This is Kevin here with J-Rod, King of the Slams. We are very lucky tonight to be joined by 1996 champion of the Little Buff Boys competition, Andre Bilou. Andre, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you for inviting me, man. Really appreciate it.
It is our pleasure. We're actually lucky. We're all recording live on location from Cincinnati at a Little Buff Boys competition. J-Rod actually gets to pick the winner tonight.
Oh, okay. I think it's going to be Troll Boy. I got to go with Troll Boy. He's due.
But I want to know so much about Andre's world. So I think we're going to jump in. Jared, you better have some good questions tonight.
I did some research, but I think you're going to stomp all over me, though. But go ahead.
I won't. I promise. But Andre, we always ask people how they were cast on I Think You Should Leave. And I think it's pretty obvious. You obviously worked with Tim and Zach on Detroiters. And I actually know the answer to this, but I want to get it off for the listeners. Can you talk about how you were originally cast on Detroiters?
Answer to it. Can I answer for you, Andre? This is my research.
Yeah, let's see what you have.
All right. Let's go, Jared. Let's let Andre do it, seeing right, that he's fine, the person fine. Who lived through it.
All right. So for Detroiters, man, it was very interesting. I started off as an extra, man. So I was an extra that was cast to just hold a mic. And I was wrapping the mic with the tape, as you've seen in the beginning episode. And they thought it was hilarious. And the way I was doing it, it was just so funny. So Joe Kelly, Zach, Tim, and Sam, they're like, oh, man, you're a funny guy. We want to see him some more. So they invited me back the next day. And then next thing you know, I became a recurring cast member. So it was all about being an extra first.
It's amazing. And then we really get to, like, the first big Tommy moment is when you present the mural on the side of the van.
Yeah.
I think that's
a real great job on that van. And I still, they haven't parked it in my driveway yet. I've been asking for it. But I did a great job.
Yeah, no, it's great. And I think that scene really is a great lens into what Detroiters is all about. It's just this great combination of hilarious yet sweet. And I know as somebody who, like, Jared and I are old college friends, there's a lot of heckling going on between us, but in the end of the day, like, everyone has each other's back and there's some niceness to life. So yeah, I just want to live in that Detroiters world. I know.
Can I read the quote that I looked up from that scene?
Please do.
Yeah. I like how you captured my little corncob mouth and my raccoon mask and my gray skin, a whole goblin face.
That was like the best compliment an artist ever had. So I have
to. All right. I'll ask a couple of questions. I think we have to do duty to our listeners to get all the I Think You Should Leave questions out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
So your sketch is it's amazing. It's what I love about it, too. I love this world where things are like quick, and you know, this is a hilarious sketch that was filmed. There's no money involved. Were you on location in LA when you filmed that?
No, I actually filmed it here in Atlanta. They came to my place here and we were able to get everything set up. And because, you know, during that time was a lot of COVID things going on, and it was getting rough, but Tim and Zach, they wanted me to still be part of it. And it's like, you know what? We'll send the crew to your house. And so, you know, that's just the relationship I have with those guys, just great men. And and we shot it right here in Atlanta.
And did Zach direct that one?
Yeah, they did it virtually. They were all on the call. We had videos, a TV with all of them on there. And they were directing me during the whole time.
It's amazing. And yeah, I just love watching something like that doesn't cost a dime. And we just get this beautiful connect back to the Sam sketch with Little Buff Boys. You're Dave Camper. So they make up these names, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's the beauty of the geniuses that they are. You know, they think of these names. They thought about how they – the placement of all the skits. It just makes why I think you should leave just a perfect platform for comedy sketches, man. It's just great.
It's amazing. You won 25 out of 50, I guess, competitions. You're still upset about Tucson.
Yeah, you know, they really cheated me in Tucson, and I really have a problem with that place right now. But, you know, I've been demanding a recount, and people on Twitter are demanding a recount as well. So I may wind up getting that win sooner or later.
I think we have very few listeners in Tucson, so if you want to let it fly, we're okay with that. I'm trying to – so obviously a great element is concept of cherry chuck steak, which – Tim loves these little plays with food, like a lot of hot dog jokes, a lot of hilarious food concepts, and you get the one of cherry chuck steak. I actually would try cherry chuck steak.
Yeah, cherry chuck salad.
Cherry chuck salad, that's right.
Yeah, very healthy, very healthy. And I just posted on Twitter, one of the followers sent me a cherry chuck salad picture. He just made one. I just posted that and getting a lot of likes and everything on that. So it's a good salad, man.
All right, Jared.
If you have not tried, I suggest you to make one.
I actually love cherries, so I think I need to try it.
Oh yeah. You would love it.
All right, Jared. Jared did all this research. You can tell he's ready to go.
Let's go.
Can we talk about Detroiters now, or you're kind of structuring it back to I think you should leave, which is great. But can I ask a question about Detroiters?
You can go crazy.
All right. First of all, do you still have your D2 Royt T-shirt from the Good Morning Detroit segment that you were on?
Absolutely. I can't go nowhere without it. You know, everywhere I visit, I have to have that shirt.
By the way, that was a great scene. I love, like, you were nervous to be on the air, and then it was a great scene all around. Like, I was watching it again today. And by the way, there's a real crime on the internet, and that your What's Up scene is not, I could not find a video of that, a clip of it anywhere, just by running, quite frankly, a lot of Google searches. I could not find it. But the Good Morning Detroit is great with the T-shirt and you collapsing onto your colleague at the end of it. It was – I don't have a question. I just want to say that was great.
Thank you. You know, the lights were hot. They put me on front with this rap, and I just couldn't catch it and grasp it at the time. But as you can see later in the show, I was able to get it. You know, it was just the cameras, I think, made me really nervous at that time.
I have to interject. The funny thing about the Detroit T-shirt scene is that they talk about how nervous you are to model it. But I believe that Andre, you actually model, right?
I did. Yeah, I did a couple of fashion shows, a Big and Tall models, and a couple of prints as well.
Yeah, I find that's a really funny element that you actually have done it. But Tommy has not.
No, not at all.
All right, Jared, I'm going to get out of your way.
One question I've always had, just because I found Detroiters after I Think You Should Leave, which I was really bummed by because I could have been enjoying Detroiters years earlier. But have you noticed that I Think You Should Leave has led to a lot of people finding Detroiters and going through it and maybe recognizing you more? Have you gotten a sense of that?
Absolutely, they have, because I think Steve has just really blown up. Twitter is just like crazy with that show right now. So it's a lot of memes that go on. Yeah. So then when they see Detroiters, I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that this comedy was the same type of comedy was on a show on Comedy Central. So it really drew a lot of people to it, where we're getting a lot of people reviewing it on Peacock and other platforms that they're showing the show on. So it's just been a continued blessing for us, man.
Yeah, I was just I'm going to actually do – my wife is out at a concert tonight. I'm going to do a deep dive on Detroiters tonight, because I was just watching a lot of sketches today or scenes from the show and just dying laughing at, like, just, like, it's so funny. I still think the scene that floors me is I think season two where Tim and Sam are standing outside a restaurant with a client and the guy from Donor comes out and then they say donor and then a woman says, did you just say boner? And then it's this whole riff with this little kid. And then, yeah. And then they make their client get in the back of the van and hold a rope and she like tumbles over. That has got to be, I mean, just from a pure comedy, like it's 3 minutes of perfection. Just that, like, how quickly that materializes and just where it goes, it blows me away. And it was the first watch and every watch since. I've loved that scene.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great scene, man. It is like you said, it's just hilarious. It's like, who thinks of this? Like, and then put the client in the back of the rope.
And then he calls that little kid her husband. Okay. He's like, your husband's a psychopath. He's like, that's not my husband.
I have to put Andre on the spot. Andre, do you know anything about season 3 of I Think You Should Leave?
I don't know anything yet, but as you can see, things are just getting bigger and better. So I've heard some great things, but nothing particular yet.
Okay. All right. I'm thinking too. I mean, when does Comedy Central realize the mistake they made and bring back Detroiters?
There's been a lot of talk going on. I don't know if Comedy Central is going to pick it up, but there's a lot of talk now that people are realizing how good Detroiters was. And I'm hoping and have my fingers crossed that we'll have a third season soon.
Oh, man, that would be amazing. Jared, the scene that was really getting me last time was as a kid, I was a huge Malcolm Jamal Warner fan.
Yeah.
And just the scene where he talks about like you needing to live in life and like they're whispering it and going back. Oh my God, it killed me.
And that day that Tim did in that thing in the office, trying to show Malcolm Jamal his moves. Oh man, that was hilarious.
That whole episode is amazing. Just with the whole concept of them just losing total control of the company. I love it so much.
Is that the episode where they let the security guard talk to that client they hate?
Oh, yeah.
And he comes up with the dance. The dance. You put one hand in your pocket.
Did you get to do any takes of that, Andre? I always wonder if there was stuff you shot for the show that did not air.
There was a couple of things that I shot that didn't air, but and some funny things. And, you know, if we had another season, I think Tommy would have just blew up from there. But when I tell you, being on that set with just Tim and Sam alone, then you have the influences of Zach and Joe Kelly. Man, those guys, when I tell you, it's just pure hysterical madness. Completely on set. You never know what's going to happen. You never know who's going to go off script. But they're just geniuses at comedy, man. You just can't help but laugh. Like, the whole time, you wait for your scene, but you're just laughing the entire time on set with those guys, man. I just call them geniuses.
So if you were talking to, like, some old friends from high school and they were like, tell me about how funny Tim and Sam are. Do you have like a go-to story from the set that you tell?
I don't, because it was so much, I don't have a go-to story. Yeah. I just overall, it's just those guys are just hysterical. I mean, the things they think about it. You know, even when you have your line set, they'll change a line on you. Be like, oh no, we want you to say this now. We think this is more, this is funnier. So they'll change it on you, and you know, you just, and then you have to stop yourself from laughing because. The new stuff they gave you is just hilarious, and you're just trying to keep your composure and stay in acting mode. But yeah, man, those guys, they're hilarious, man. And good guys too. So it's funny, you know, you have people that hilarious and may not be the best of people, but these guys are funny and good people.
Did you, I know if I was on that set, I would ruin a couple scenes by laughing. Does that ever happen to you, or could you keep it together?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Like that falling out scene on Good Day of Detroit, man, when I tell you, try to mess up the rap and sweating at the same time. I was laughing at a lot. It's like, okay, come on. I have to do it again. I'm sorry. it was some funny stuff, man.
Jared, you didn't ask Andre about his amazing flex in the Little Buff Boys
sketch. I did not yet. Yeah, I mean, just take me through your mindset as you were doing that flex. I mean, were you channeling your championship form from the Little Buff Boys victories you had?
Well, that's how I won all those times. By
yeah,
that
fair,
flex, you know?
Fair.
If I do that, like, break
oh, go ahead.
Show them I still had it.
And you weren't wearing it. Were you goosed a little bit? Were you a little goosed? Or no, you weren't goosed?
Maybe just a little. Just a little.
And also the great line that we can't miss is that now my muscles are up here.
Yeah, see, from the days when I was competing to current, I gained a little weight. So my muscles exchanged. From being in my abs and arms to, you know, my brain. I had to think a little differently and grow those muscles up there because I lost them everywhere else.
The cherry chuck salad, you know, it just, it's got more calories than it's a little sneaky, you know?
Hey, man, that's a pretty healthy salad, though. You know, if you really look at it and think about it, that's very healthy, man. It keeps you in a good shape.
Oh, man. Jared, what else? I want to hear all this dazzling research.
I think I've already used all of it. So, Andre, are you in Atlanta now, or are you just?
I am. Okay. I am. Yeah.
But you're from Atlanta. Detroit originally, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just recently moved to Atlanta 2 years ago, so okay, I'm a Detroiter. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess how important was the show to the city? I mean, did it have a following locally when you guys were doing it?
Absolutely. It was a big, big thing for the city. Just to see a lot of, you know, we have things that's just specific for Detroit, like Fago Vernis, Little Caesars, where that's everywhere, but it's based out of Detroit. So when you have things like that, and people actually see it and see some of the locations that we were in and some of the newscasters that's very famous in Detroit, it was a great aspect of seeing the city from that view, and a lot of people really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so Mort Krim is really, like, he's a I think he's retired now, but he's a real...
Yeah.
And he was actually the inspiration for Anchorman, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's that. I did not know that. I thought Mort Krim was just part of the show.
No.
But my research, again, confirmed that that's not the case. Or I guess proved that wasn't the case to me. Yeah, I mean, Detroiters has so much heart to it. I love the relationship because there's shows like I like Ted Lasso a lot now because it's like a very like heartfelt show. I'm trying to think of other shows that sort of have like that are
guess
hilarious.
What, Jared?
Yes, go ahead.
I think Detroiters creator Joe Kelly writes for Ted Lasso.
What? Mind blown. Oh my God.
He might be bringing some of that heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love comedies. I mean, like Parks and Rec. I'm trying to think back at other shows that sort of had, like, really funny, but also had the heart. And I think Detroiters is near the top of the list on that.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah,
and it's definitely the type of thing that's I'm on a rewatch right now, and it's better.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I could see that.
Quite a few people say that too. Once they watch it again, it's like gets better. To them, like, because sometimes there's so much going on, you miss a few things or miss a line, and then you watch it again, and it's just hilarious. You catch everything. So, yeah, just watching it a couple times. Like for me, I'm still watching season one of I Think You Should Leave. You know, I watch that and then season two over and over again because it's hilarious.
All right, we gotta pivot a little bit.
Okay.
We have a lot of people on who've acted on the show who like that. We have people who are huge fans of the show. We have people who've kind of like. Watched it maybe once or twice. Knowing that you're a fan yourself, I have to get into what your favorites are. Like, if I asked you your one favorite from season one, do you think you know?
Ah, man.
It's a tough one.
It is because of so many great skits on that one. Ah. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
One.
I think a lot of times the argument is between Baby of the Year with Sam and Focus Group with Ruben Rabassa. I think a lot of people fall in one of those two camps.
Yeah, I kind of lean towards Baby of the Year just because I laugh so much every time they showed the baby face and then the one that was a troublemaker kind of, you know. I just
Bart Harley so Jarvis.
That, yeah.
Have you ever, this is just a thought I have with watching the show a lot. Like, do you ever have the idea that it seems like Tim and Sam might be destined for really huge things?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And combined, and they're best friends in real life too. So they just feed off each other. And it's just magic happens when they're together, man. And I could see it just continue blowing up with those guys.
It's really crazy that you were, you know, as much as Tim was on SNL and Sam was doing Veep and things like that, but I mean, you were there from the start of their own project. It's an unbelievable thing to be a part of.
Yeah, man, it definitely was a pleasure for me. It's I tell you, it was unforgettable years, a couple of years of my life with those guys, man. And just continuing to be able to have a relationship with them, calling me whatever they need, if they need something from me, just be able to be free and open with those guys, be able to laugh and joke, and talk serious, you know, just and do charity stuff together, man. They're just good guys, man.
That's amazing. Do you have anything you want to plug that you're looking forward to in your own professional career?
Well, right now, I am precast for a show that I can't discuss right now, but as soon as I'm able to discuss it, I definitely going to put it out on social media. But yeah, something shooting here in Atlanta, so I'm kind of excited about that. And I'm looking forward to season 3 of I Think You Should Leave as well.
Okay. That sounds very cryptic, and I wanna know. So when you know, please let us know so we can let everybody else know.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely will.
You know, we have so many questions we like to ask, but sometimes we get the best stuff when we just get out of the way. Do you have like memories from either show that you want to talk about or anything that additional that we missed?
Well, I think you guys missed one of my first things I did before Detroiters. I used to be one of the big guy dancers on the Detroit Pistons basketball team called the Detroit Spare Tires.
I did not know this.
Yeah, so I used to be a dancer for the Detroit Spare Tires, man. So that was always a good fun thing.
What years were you talking here?
Oh, man, those were, I think it was like 2014, 15.
I'm a big NBA fan. So we're talking about like Reggie Jackson and Josh Smith, Greg Monroe.
No, we were talking about Tayshaun and Ben Wallace. And,
oh, we're talking way back then.
Yeah.
2004.
I feel like I'm dating myself now.
I don't even know. So. I tell you, Andre, I went to, I'm a Celtics fan, and I went to like their rookie camp. Mm-hmm. And Rick Pitino was the coach at the time. And what he was doing with their rookies was just like having the big guys shoot threes, because that's the type of game he was trying to teach. And Ben Wallace was at that camp. And I just remember watching Ben Wallace shooting threes, which obviously was not his thing. And he was an early cut from the team. And just every time I watched Ben Wallace play, I just get so mad knowing he could have been on the Celtics. Were you part one of the dancers the year they won the championship?
I was the year after that, actually. So it was around 2010, 2011, I believe.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I moved to Chicago for college the year that Jordan retired. So.
Oh, really? Just a year earlier. But
yeah.
I have a couple of videos on YouTube of the Detroit Pistons spare tires. So that was always fun. And then one of the memories of the show, I don't know if you remember that one episode where Sam was doing a commercial and Tim was kind of jealous of him where he was wearing his suit.
The clothes. His, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Suits, yeah. So that's just Offset was the most hilarious because Sam had to change to different suits and the way that he was doing it so fast and laughing in between, man, that was like one of the funniest moments on set, man. And Tim had to act jealous, so he was just talking crap the whole time. It was just beautiful.
Yeah, my intro to Sam was my wife was watching Veep, and she's like, "You got to see this character who's on Veep." And yeah, I'm telling you, if I could go to a casino now and bet on Sam winning an Academy Award, I would do it in 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I gotta find that casino.
I'll take your money, Kevin.
We can go to Windsor. It's probably like even yeah. odds there though.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So we really appreciate your time tonight, Andre. Please, when you have things in the future, just let us know. We can have you on at the drop of a dime.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds
thanks, good. Andre. It's been a pleasure. Oh, I'm a fan, a huge fan. And I really am going to watch a lot of Detroiters tonight. I mean, my kids are in bed. My wife's not going to be home for a couple hours. It's Detroiters time, I think.
Two thumbs up for the D, two thumbs down for Tucson. And thanks again to our guest, Andre B. Liu.
Oh, man, no problem. Thank you for inviting me, guys. It's been a pleasure. Had a good time. You guys are very easy to talk to, man. So, like, I'll be ready for next time as well.
We're ready. Our pleasure. And come back anytime.
All right. Will do.
Thanks, Andre.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Jared, stay on the line for a sec.
All right. Cool.
Do you have time?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I think I sent you this as a link, but I'm not totally sure.
I don't think you did. What is the link?
Okay, I gotta shout out the person who sent this to me on Instagram. It is the craziest piece of.
Oh yeah, I started watching it. I was watching TV, but yeah, explain this to me. I pulled it open, but I couldn't comprehend what I was looking at.
All right, so I got a YouTube link from a listener who I really enjoy talking to on Instagram, so shout out to him. His name is Grant Coppins. And he told me, he said, maybe this is obvious to everyone, but look up John Jameshi, Billy Bob Thornton on YouTube. Tell me what sketch was inspired by that. It's eerily similar. Were you able to watch the video? It's
no,
long.
No. So you sent it to me while I was watching a show, and I never circled back to watch.
It's fair.
I started it. Okay.
If someone sends me a like 22-second video, I'm like, I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah,
so
I know.
I understand. This thing is like 13 minutes long.
Yeah, that was a factor in me not watching it as well. Yes.
So basically, this radio host has a band on. It's Billy Bob Thornton's band. I gotta remember what they're called, and this is gonna add more hilarious. Oh, they're called the Boxmasters.
Okay.
And they just kind of talk about like, hey, we're the Boxmasters, but what's not really spoken about is that the lead singer is Billy Bob Thornton, who, by the way, is an acting genius.
Yeah, right.
So the guy has him on, and it's so innocuous that you like don't even notice it. But I believe he says like, you know, it's a hobby for the brilliant actor Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, is this Crashmore? Like he gets mad.
It's not just similar to Crashmore.
It's exactly Crashmore.
Yeah, no. Whoever wrote Crashmore, which I'm assuming it was Tim and the other writers, someone had immediately watched this YouTube thing before. But what's funny is Billy Bob Thornton is being way more of a dick than Crashmore.
Yeah. All right. I will commit to watching this tonight because I'm alone. And I got to see this now.
I think I'm going to rewatch it. And it's just like he's answering questions in like a nonsensical way. And then literally it gets to the point where he's like, says something like, your producers didn't say anything about that. And the big question I want to know, and I want to see maybe if he'll do like a 5-minute re-interview, but I want to talk to Biff Whiff and see if if he watched the video before. I just want to give Grant like the biggest thank you, because I legitimately got a kick out of watching this. Like, I was like, this, it's just like, I don't know. You just really see the anatomy of how that sketch happened. Was they found this video and they were like, how could we, who would this be the funniest with?
And Santa Claus would probably
I think that's the funniest you could do.
Yeah, I mean, I believe it. That's amazing. Because, yeah, I could see him taking himself that seriously. You know another actor who has a, like, music career is Jeremy Renner. Have you heard his shit?
Oh, man. No, the sad thing is, like, I heard people talking shit about him as an actor. And then this ties in the show. I have Paramount Plus only so I can watch Detroiters.
Yeah, same. And I bought it for a March Madness game, and then I keep it for Detroit pretty much.
But I just noticed, some nights I just like have to watch a movie. And I'm a TV guy, but every once in a while. And I was like, oh, let me see what they got for movies. And it's shit, except for Mission Impossible, which some of those are also shit. but I actually think I've never seen like any movies with Jeremy Renner. And I actually think I get the hype.
Yeah, yeah. As an actor, I
but mean, not as a musician.
I think he's kind of a lunatic in his personal life too. Like,
okay,
there's something about like he like put a gun in his mouth of his ex. I don't know. Like, he has there are a lot of like Jeremy Renner like anecdotes out in the world from his personal life, and he apparently takes his music career very seriously, which I think came out of like a commercial where they played one of his songs, and it's just not that good. but I could see him like in an interview setting, like he would not want to talk if he was being interviewed about the music. He would not want to talk about the movie career at all or the acting stuff at all.
That's amazing. And what's funny is when I was originally like booking season 2, I think you should leave guests. I really wanted the tour guide from.
Oh yeah.
He's a huge music star himself.
Yeah, right. He was in something really big. Because I recognized him from the trailer. We should do a bit with that if we can get this guy.
But what's funny is his music, PR, he's styled very differently from how he looks on the show. It's like he has a lot of like, his Instagram is like a lot of like really provocative pictures. He's like has really short hair. I should still try to get him.
Get him.
Yeah. I think I put he was writing something about some role he got, and I said something like, now you can say whatever the hell you want.
And he didn't respond, did he?
No, although sometimes I think Caleb went, I did something like that to Caleb Went, whose name is Hudson. I don't know if it's Thames or Tim's. I have to be honest, but
to say that word either. Yeah.
He liked my comment, so
sweet.
Yeah, you know, we're dominating Instagram.
Yeah, that's big, man. We should go with that.
It's really just all about me getting messages from our listeners that help us better understand. I think you should leave.
Yeah, that I will 100% watch that video, especially now that I get the context of it. And oh, just Billy Bob Thornton has got to be the perfect character to do that bit. Like, I mean, it's not even a bit for him; it's who he is. But that's got to be great.
Did you watch his season of Fargo?
No, I've not gotten in on Fargo. I've heard a lot of good things about it, but
it's
no,
great.
People love it.
And I'm behind. I think I've only done 2 seasons, and there's either 3 or 4. Actually, I've done 3. Because I think the third one has Bakeem Woodbine in it, who I don't know if you know who he is.
No.
He's just this actor that I randomly love. And I think he's like, I think he might be friends with members of the Wu-Tang. Like, he ends up in their videos every once in a while. I think he's really a brilliant actor. You'd know who he was if you saw his face.
Is Chris Rock in Fargo?
I think he's in the latest season.
Yeah, I thought I saw him on something. for it.
Yeah, and my wife and I, we watched like one episode and then it petered out, but it was more just like a situational thing. Like I'll definitely watch it at some point. Yeah, Fargo is great, and Billy Bob Thornton really is like, the guy's a genius.
I mean, he's a great actor. Yeah. I could see him also being like a complete asshole in real life too. I mean,
yeah,
I think of course
it's, and he's one of those people. It's like not a mystery to him. I'm sure he knows.
Yeah, right.
It's like I don't feel like dealing with this shit right now.
Yeah. Are you following the John Mulaney stuff at all? I just want to throw that out there.
I saw one post yesterday where he's gonna have a child with
Olivia Munn.
Okay, I can't keep the Olivias straight. I'm like so out of it sometimes. Yeah, well,
Olivia Wilde is Jason Sudeikis' ex, who's now dating Carrie Style.
Yes.
So, just I'm a big John Mulaney fan. I've met him. I know his brother. And I don't know. Like, I would recommend to people. He was on Seth Meyers this week, talking about his rehab and his like relapses, because he was an addict in high school, and then he went clean for like 20 years, and then he relapsed over COVID, got a divorce from his wife, and then there's a great story with Seth Meyers was at his intervention. With like Fred Armisen, and like it was just like it's like 15 minutes long, so it's similar to this Billy Bob Thornton thing that I'm watching tonight. but it's very raw, and I mean he's like joking about it, but it's very honest about like addiction and like the disease of addiction, and like he's really funny about the intervention with Armisen and Seth, and then Seth is interviewing him obviously, but it's like there's so many like just good stories that come out of it, and
wow.
I was captivated and just watching.
I'm in.
It's really, and then yeah, he ends with oh yeah, I'm having a baby with Olivia Munn. And it's like, what, you know, it's kind of like, I mean there were rumors out there, but yeah, I guess she started dating
wow.
him like, right out of rehab. And she's always been like obsessed with him, or you know, a big fan of his. And they met at Seth Meyers' wedding, and yeah, they're having a baby together, which is crazy. I'm a huge John Mulaney fan. I think he's one
yeah,
of the
he's,
best fan,
he's
fans
amazing
ever. Yeah, he's great.
Yeah. And if Fred Armisen was at your intervention, you would just think it was like a joke, right?
Well, he there's actually in the interview, he's like, so an intervention, like he was like, he looked around the room, there were just all comedians. And no one could be funny for the intervention. And he just was like, Fred Armisen just struck me because he wasn't doing a bit. He was just like, hi, John, I'm concerned about where you're going. And he was like, you're not doing a bit, Fred. Like, he was just like, but it's really good.
Oh, my God.
It's a great interview. It's very warm and like, but also very like just kind of raw. Like, I actually might watch that again tonight, too. I got a lot to do tonight. I've got to do this Billy Bob thing. Maybe rewatch the Mulaney interview and then dive into Detroiters, but it's really good. I would recommend it.
Wow. All right, so let's sign off. That's Chunky.
Sign off.
Thank you to Andre Bilou.
Our first official sponsor for the That's a Chunky podcast is the amazing Etsy shop of Swayzine. That's Swayzine. If you're a fan of I Think You Should Leave, you've surely seen some of the work from the Swayzine shop, including jazz posters from Howie's household jazz names, Paul Bufano. I mean, how hard is that? Mookie Kramer and the Eight Balls, and Marcus the Worm Hicks. We also have some I Think You Should Leave motivational posters, teamwork, accountability, my favorite, self-awareness, featuring the Chunky figure out what you do. That's self-awareness. My favorite, which is hanging on the wall in my house, is the Edward Hopper Nighthawks parody, featuring four of the most iconic characters in the I Think You Should Leave universe, including Ruben Rabas's legendary character, All this made me crack up in the copy. All 5-star ratings on Etsy. Our customers are eating their gift receipts. So you can actually get 10% off if you enter coupon code That's a Chunky. We will post more information about the Swayzine shop on our Instagram. But I honestly would not read an ad unless I thought it would be something that our listeners would be interested in. Amazing. I think you should leave prints that if you put on your wall, they're just going to make you laugh every time you see them. Every time I walk by my Nighthawks poster, I just feel great and have a laugh. And I'm definitely figuring out how many motivational posters I could work into my house without my wife wondering what's wrong with me. So check out the Swayzine shop on Etsy.
I don't want Bluetooth. I don't want voice activated lights. I don't want satellite radio. Extra cup holders. All I want is a good steering wheel that doesn't fly upward of driving. You have no good car ideas. You have to marry your mother-in-law. You have no good car ideas. You have to marry your mother-in-law.
The bones are their money.